Well, hello there. I'm Andrew from Panspinning Studios, and I want to share with you from the good book of never-ending random discussion.
Again, I trust you are putting your valuables in the center of your living rooms as previously instructed. Good Lord, I hope that's previously instructed.
The Never-Ending Random Discussion is a collection of funny and interesting people sitting down to be random.
Why is she naked?
Those eyes
Jesus
are so piercing.
I forgot that she had tiny little animal eyes, like beady little black eyes. Oh dear God.
Why is she covered in frosting? That's weird. That's like a cake thing. That's not for donuts.
It's your favorite flavor.
Anything can happen, and anything does happen. Not that I'm sexist, but kitchens need to stay in women. I went with it.
Kitchens need to stay in women. That's Andrew Reisenhoover 2016.
Find the show at celebrategeek.com/nerd. Tune in and thank me later. Pants pending.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies, and while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the
hiney.
Cranston, the one that knocks,
that is,
and the one that sends the Power Rangers out to go touch things.
He wants to get vertical on the Limbo Shack.
What the?
She is your soulmate because the Lord has told me.
What? What? He wants to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez her Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at
pantspending.com.
All right, welcome back from the break, everyone. Thank you for hanging out. And in studio with us now, comedian Alex Brew, everyone. Alex, how you doing, buddy?
What's up?
What's up? How you doing? The Alex is just...
What?
A great little person.
I'm going to punch you right in the face.
Has fantastic jokes. This is a lot of funny things.
I was joking earlier, but we should like actually fight.
Let's do it. Later. I got some MMA gloves in the other room.
Just let him fight Molly. He's terrified of her.
Yeah, my dog does
actually,
not
we're
like
cool now.
My dog does not like Alex.
No, she does now. I had to wash my hands. She kept licking my hand. We're cool.
She likes to lick things.
Yeah, we're.
I taught her that. Yeah. Caught her a couple tricks.
We're besties now.
Yeah.
Tricks.
Yeah.
So. Alex, you can find all over town. Not doing comedy, just being a whore.
That's true.
Chasing puss, as he likes to say.
Yeah, Devin's like the president of my fan club, basically.
I feel like maybe not.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
Alex and
Way
I got
go.
Into a fight a week ago about using a word on stage.
What word did he use?
I talked to Deese about this today.
We did talk about this today. I'm pretending like we didn't. What word?
I'm pretending. So Alex and I got into a fight about Alex saying faggot on stage. Mm-hmm. And I just was like, hey, you should maybe give context or use that word less or maybe not use it. In Alex's defense.
You weren't listening. I gave plenty of context.
Alex's defense was, I have been called a faggot. I can
That's
use
true.
It.
That's true. I call him that all the time.
I can use
that
it.
That is true. Okay.
I can use it however I want.
Have you ever
and
seen
I said, okay.
like a pond filled with frogs and they're all going apeshit? Imagine
it's
all
because
of them.
Alex called them faggots.
Imagine all of them are saying that word directed at me. That was middle school for me.
Yeah. I also have been like called names, but I'm not like reclaiming. Like, it's not my job to, like, pretend that I'm able to, like, reclaim, like, slut. Like, I don't run around being like, what's up, slut? Hey, slut, what are you doing?
Nobody's that bothered by that word. Seriously.
That's my personal example. Like, that was what I experienced. I'm not going to run around saying that.
Also, besides of that, I think that the
regardless of that, that was wacky.
No, but Alex, you
that wasn't even the point. I think the punchline was solid, and that was not what you were focusing on.
Nah, I was focusing on your
getting
focus.
Triggered.
I feel like
a therapist right now.
Like, we're a group
it was
therapy.
The shock value. Sure. It was a shock value word in that set. You're like, I'm gonna yell the word "faga" into the mic like this right now.
I don't talk like that.
You said it exactly like that at Chance. You dropped your voice and you said "faga," and like the T wasn't there. Like, that was the enunciation, and I felt
also,
like.
Also, can I just say I'm the person being mistreated in this joke? That was the point. I'm not saying it myself. I'm quoting someone who I don't agree with.
I know that, but your delivery of it and your use of it, it was you were using the word as your joke. That word was the crux of your joke.
It wasn't the important part, that's what I was saying.
But the way you delivered it, it was. And that was what Alex and I got
into a debate when I was wasted.
All right, wow, okay. So at who won? Who won?
Somebody took Alex something won. I was wasted and blacked out and looked away.
So, yeah. Well, the...
Dude, I told you today, like... 3 or 4 days later, Josh had the exact same problem with me. He said something like, if you're going to spew bigoted hate speech, you better get off the stage. It's not going to be allowed in this place or something.
And then he goes on to talk shit about anyone who has conservative views, which I don't necessarily agree with conservative views, but you don't get to talk shit about one group and like disclude others. Like if you're talking shit about conservatives in a certain sense could hurt their feelings too, so why is that okay?
I was gonna say I'm a third party voter, have been for years and years, and so it's really fun for me to sit back and watch all the Republicans and all the liberals and like talk shit and have their different views. I'm like, you guys are all full of hate.
Well, you're still voting third party, so you don't get to talk about it.
you're not participating,
okay? Like,
Ben Carson's great.
Yeah, I don't want to participate.
No, but the
in that.
Thing I was getting at was like Josh had the exact same problem. Okay,
well,
and
so this is the thing though. There's a point with comedy that happens is when you're being a shock value comic, and you're not a shock value comic.
I agree.
All the time, but you slip into it when you lose your audience, Alex, and everyone does this, and I'm fucking guilty of this too. I'm like, oh, no one's listening to me, I'm gonna say the word clitoris, hey, I have everyone's attention now. Like,
does
like
anybody have a problem with that?
No, but it's lazy. Clitorises? It's lazy comedy. Like when you use a word to grab an audience, you're like, it's like when you call out an audience member, you're like, hey, fuckhead, stop talking at the bar. It's lazy at that point. And I've done it. I've been mad.
I think if you're actually mad, sometimes it's justified. Like,
yeah, but it's just, it can be justified. But in the long run, like if you're doing that, you end up appropriating lazy comedic behavior.
Yeah.
Here was the. The thing I was getting to, okay, I've heard Josh say the N-word on stage before, and, like, I know he's also coming from the standpoint of, like, saying, can we all just chill out and not treat each other like crap for 2 seconds or whatever?
I've said it on this podcast a million times, but what I hate in comedy is that people draw a line in the sand, and that everyone is like, oh, this is my line, and it's like, so you'll offend everyone up to that line, but after whatever your personal line is, then it's not okay. It's like, to me, it's like, it's either everything's off limits or nothing's off limits, because it's to pick and choose is so I think contradictory to comedy in general. I think you're brilliant, man.
That's true, I am.
For me, like, I do have, like, my moral scope. I have, like, shit that, like, for me, like, as an audience, this is a great story. I walked out on a set at Gaffy Yourself. I walked out. I flipped off the guy. I had never seen him before. He was talking about, like, sexually assaulting his girlfriend. And I stood up, and I flipped him off, and I said, fuck you. You're not funny. You don't deserve to be on the mic. And I, like, walked out. That was my, like, own personal response in that moment. But I had, like, 5 or 6 comics come up to me and be like, hey, A+ for you for having the ability to just leave the room rather than sitting there being miserable. Like, and that was my own personal thing.
Sure.
But I do have this, like, there's, like, a very fine line, slippery slope, like, as a comic, I'm all sideways. As a comic, for me.
That's better, actually.
Where, like, I don't go, I have pretty tough skin. Like, going to comedy, I know that I'm going to hear shit where I'm going to be like, I don't find that funny. And more so what it is that it's, to me, there's like the difference between a joke that you think of and you laugh and you go, I could make someone laugh saying that. And then there's that different point where you go, I can say that and make someone laugh like they haven't laughed at that before.
Yeah.
And that's the difference with words, like I think a lot of the hot topic issues, like race, like sexism, like things that upset people, when you're making a joke that's level A, that's like, I can make someone laugh saying that, and you're going to make multiple people laugh saying that, including yourself. Like, I fucking have jokes like that all the time where I'm like, I can make multiple people laugh, but am I going to make multiple people laugh in a way that's different and creative and not in a way that, like, people can make people laugh sitting next to them at the bar or on the bus or at a frat party? Like if you can amp your game up, especially because you're on multiple mics a week, like, that's what it is. It's like, I think you're funny, and I think you can step your game up.
All right, well, that was a challenge. Alex, step your game up.
I still assert that you're focusing on the wrong things, but still, I mean,
well, it is. It
and
is.
Also, okay, I write enough. Like, if you're upset about one thing, you're probably not going to hear it again, because I...
Which is fine. Like, good for you for writing. Multiple people in this scene don't do that.
I don't have the stage time to do all the
stuff.
A
lot
of
people say a lot of the jokes, same jokes for a long time. So, but Alex is one of the guys I see always with a notepad, always writing. Before I knew him, I always just saw him around as the kid who was writing his notebook all the time.
I don't have good social skills.
No comic does.
So, Alex, how did you? Let's talk to you a little bit about how you got into comedy, how this happened. What made you decide you wanted to do comedy?
Oh, yeah. You know, my dad bought a album by Stephen Wright and one by Mitch Hedberg, and I was like, oh, it's not all, like, you know, Larry the Cable Guy or Jeff Dunham or whatever. Yeah, like, there's something
to
this.
Hey, what's up with airplane food?
And I was like, yeah. No, there are people saying interesting, smart things, and I was like, they're... And then I became interested. And I guess there was the Judd Apatow movie with Adam Sandler and, like, Seth Rogen or something about comedians. And I mean, I know
sad
it's kind
people
of
or
funny people.
Yeah. And same thing. Yeah, I think exactly. We're saying the same thing.
I mean,
sad and funny.
Just some of the stuff with the characters talking to each other and stuff, and just from the... I don't know. The other, like, I've always written, you know, like.
You've written.
Have you always been a funny guy?
You get mixed opinions on that as far back as I exist.
Well, so I want to, like, loop back to this, because we've
talked
about this.
Have people always laughed at you?
Not always. It's kind of a recent development.
That's,
but,
that's good.
More, yeah.
How long did it take you to get on stage?
Dude, you want to get into this? Because, like,
you're on this podcast. Dive in.
Yeah. How long did you want to be on stage, and then it took you to get, like,
you know,
to want to actually do it? Because a lot of people, I mean, we all know people who want to and wanted to for years and haven't.
Yeah.
Or just
dig deep,
know.
Alex.
Yeah.
Part of it was like around high school time and stuff. I was I had really cool parents in the way of, like, them, like, exposing me to, you know, arts and music and movies and stuff. And so I was always looking into, like, new music to listen to. And then I just started listening to comedy albums, and I got to the point where I was just doing that, you know, excessively. Yeah. Just getting deep into it the way you can with, like, a, you know, music, basically.
Yeah,
and then,
sure. So,
and I had something else to say about that, but I forgot. This is empty. So
he's got an empty vial of 40 ounce Old English.
Shut up.
It's almost empty. It's down to the good
stuff. I had some point that I was going to make, but it doesn't matter.
That's all right.
We have time. We can wrap around back to
it. Yeah,
who
we
knows?
Got plenty of time.
This is organic.
Yeah.
I just want to point out I was skeptical when we brought 40s on the show.
They going to forget the things they're saying?
That's all right.
40 deuces to freedom.
Yeah. We'll make it. Don't worry.
So, yeah, that was like 18. And like,
how old are you now, Alex?
23. I just
had
a
really?
Birthday last month. Yeah. And so I would like to I tell people now, there are a couple of people who remembered, like, my weird Asperger's-y kind of, you know, high school effect on people that I had and stuff. And I was like, waiting outside of Uncle D's on the open mic night with my stupid notebook while it's like snowing. Just cause, like, I mean, you know, if you're 18, like they told me, you got to wait outside until you're going up.
And oh, really?
When you're done, you got to go back outside.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I guess the bar. So they wouldn't, I had no idea. Yeah. So, all right, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then when I started going to university, it started to kind of be a thing that I had time to go do because I had to, like, quit goofing around for a minute and actually, like, get decent grades in community college. And then I got to university and I was like, whatever, I'll just try to figure this out again. And then it was kind of a matter of, like, I had like a medium nervous breakdown and kind of ran out of money. Nobody saw much of me for a while. And then
I heard you had like a phoenix rising.
I don't know,
so you like left the scene and then you came back.
I left everything.
You left, yeah. Okay, so you left everything, so you yeah. went,
you were like Kane from Kung Fu.
Don't, is that the, like the video
you
game?
Went to Columbia and you yeah. did a bunch of coke and then you came back. Like,
well, I came back but I didn't do that other stuff, but.
Oh, okay. But yeah. you came back.
I mean, that would have been a better story. But
also, so Alex, like being in the scene but not knowing you when you first came back, I was like,
yeah.
this guy's fucking determined. Like, you definitely, like, for all the people that can, like, ever shit talk in this scene, they're like, I am a paid comedian. Like, you might be a paid comedian and, like, this is, like, gentle, like, subtle yeah. shit talking.
No, I'm
which
on
is board. Like, which is what yeah. this, like, I would like to point out, that's what this community thrives on.
Please keep going, yes.
No, but this community thrives on, like, I'm a paid comedian. I am a comedian. I'm a comedian. Did you know I'm a comedian? But I've never, like, I've seen them do, like, one or two sets at open mics. Yeah. And, like, I've seen them in, like, featured shows. I've seen them in drinking debates. But, like, watching comedians show up at open mics and, like, put in work. And, Mike, mind you, I'm also throwing shade now because I haven't been coming to open mics since I've been back. Because open mics, when you're going every week, this is fucking absurd. Tony and I did the math of what we spent an average week going to open mics.
No, that's a good point.
We would go to these open mics and we'd probably have a $20 tab. Drinking yeah. at each of these open mics, and mind you,
wait, each or between you?
Between like 20 to 40 between
I'll
the both.
I'll say, damn, 20 yeah. bucks between the two of you.
No, but
like,
but,
drinking
yeah,
water?
Depending, but depending,
yeah, it's not that much, right?
Depending on what you're drinking, sure. like you're drinking and like you're fucking going to 3 to 5 open mics a week, and like the tab, like our like open mic tab just like was expanding. You fucking no. show up and you're like, and you're like, I can't afford anything to drink. I'm gonna smoke my weed outside. I'm gonna come back to stage. Can somebody give me a ride? Like, you just like show up and like you fucking get your shit on stage, and like it's super exciting to see because there's people that have been in this industry and in this art for years that don't have that determination and are like, I have my paid gigs here and here, and I'm gonna go tour, and so I'm not gonna show up at open mics and support the scene. And like, you're fucking like there at like, you are the face of open mics. Like, and when I think of like a struggling open mic, I think of the determined.
I appreciate that, but I don't know
Alex.
If that's what I want to be the face.
When
of,
I think like, of someone penniless and struggling art, I think Alex Brew.
Just like, yelling nonsense in an empty room in front of a bunch of people who are facing the other way.
One of the best open mics in this city at this point, and it's because, and like I say best, also meaning worst. The district open mic is run by Ken McComb, and it's one of the best worst open mics because the
best
district is
worst.
This bar.
I tried to do it the other week, and there was literally no one. It was Ken.
No, that's how it goes every time. You just gotta go up.
Yeah. You just have to do it anyway. This is the best thing. The thing about the district is people are there and they're sometimes surprised when other people walk in. Like,
yeah.
like the bartender's there.
Number one, me.
The bartender's like, oh yeah, hey Ken. And then like, so I guest hosted and like there was 10 people in the room and it felt full.
Yeah.
And it was
Alex,
that was the best that room has been maybe ever.
Alex,
like,
let's start yeah. doing it. Let's do it every Thursday.
Yeah? No,
I'll do it every Thursday. I get off work at 8 and I work 5 minutes from there. I'll come right
yeah,
there.
Like a contract.
Yeah. The last time I did it, it was weirdly good. Like 4 kind of shifty dudes walked in right before I went up and they left like I was doing some questionable stuff that they laughed really hard at. So like
questionable stuff.
Yeah.
Shocker.
No.
You think it's questionable?
No, it was.
Where does it land for everyone else, Alex?
And, well, they laughed at it, so it was, I mean, but yeah, that was probably the best that room's ever been. I think
I
listened
great
back to it a couple
space
of times.
It's just such a cool fucking space. It has a
but they just don't
stage,
have any people in
but
it.
But they don't have any what, people in
where's
it.
Where is it at?
The district is
the it's in the back of the Knitting Factory.
It's the Knitting Factory bar.
Oh,
it's
downtown. I should, like,
yeah, it's on Sprague. Yeah. And like, what sucks is like, it's a great space. The food is surprisingly good.
Is it?
Like, not for a space that has no one in it, you're like, the food's going to be weird and frozen and not good. It's surprisingly good. Like, you know when bar food, like, has, like, you have zero expectations for bar food. Like, you're going to order bar food, and you're like, these chicken strips are going to taste fucking worse than Zips. Like, and...
No, she's all insulting my gold standard.
No, Zips is the gold standard. And if it's
I was just joking.
But if it's fast, if your restaurant pub food is not better than fast food,
I'm
like,
not a
fuck
Zips
yourself.
Fan anyway, so.
You're, excuse
I'm
you?
I'm not a Zips fan.
Leave
anyway,
Spokane
hey, can we just
tomorrow.
Keep, hey, Deez, can we just keep it real? Zips is pretty good, but they're just really overpriced for how shitty
it
is.
Has it not been real up to this? What's
have
your
you
problem?
Been to Delish Burgers?
Not, is no, that, I
Delish Burgers is another Spokane.
Oh, I think I have. Yeah, they've got a really good one with
their pickles
like,
are fucking amazing.
Like a bacon, barbecue burger thing with fried onions.
It was good. I liked it.
Or grilled onions or something.
Yeah.
So, anyway,
I'm not shit talking Zips. Zips is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. I love Zips. I just have a hard time going there. It's like, dude, I don't really want to spend $9 on a combo for what I'm getting.
Yeah, and then you get done, and it's like it feels like you just got beaten up.
Also, wait, Alex, aren't you also in the debates that are coming up?
Yeah, I'm supposed to do a feature spot. I don't know if it's the first or second one, but it's one of those.
I think you're going up second.
Yeah?
You're doing a feature spot. So this is the thing. Let's go with me. I left Spokane, and then Spokane started doing I left Spokane, and the debates, like, changed face. Mm-hmm. Like, I did a debate once this summer.
What about it is different now?
There's feature spots. Deez is hosting as a regular host. The last debate I saw was when Michael Glatzmeyer ate everything that they had possible.
That was awesome. With the way, like, dipping the wine, in, like, the hot dog in the wine.
Ate everything that they had possible to feed him.
Yeah, I think I've been hosting for about five this might be month five.
Dude,
yeah.
You gotta steal the dipping a hot dog in a glass of wine.
No, don't steal that. That's, you don't need to.
That was my favorite thing from
that,
any
geez.
Of the debates.
But
what if I dip a Polish dog in champagne
and then feed it to Nick really slow?
Yeah,
like, yeah.
I feel like Nick would not take a champagne covered hot dog.
I think
you.
He would take anything.
He
from
might
me.
Take it from Caleb.
I think he would take
I've
anything.
I've literally
wiener-shaped.
Heard Nick Love say on stage Nick. That he would take anything. It was one of his jokes. He said,
yeah.
"So the best thing about being Bob."
So yeah. He's pretty open.
So, I don't know.
So what do you?
But
what do
you're,
you?
No, go ahead, Deez.
Oh, I was gonna say. So what's like? I mean, the thing for you, like I had Philip Kopczynski, great local comedian in here. The guy is just probably one of the biggest. That guy's gonna make it. Like I feel like he kills.
He's very talented. Yes.
He's very talented. So my point is, but he's one thing we talked about is he's my age or a little older. But I'm 34.
Wait, how old are you by the way?
34.
Really?
He's like 36, I think.
Wait.
One of the things we talked about is it's hard for anyone like our age doing comedy because nobody we're done.
Are you sure? Like
people looking at us for talent, we're done. People looking at you, you're young. You can still have a chance to come up and really, really do something. I mean, Phil's got a shot because he's a ball of talent.
I kind of with how old I am, people are not like people don't want to hear my like thoughts on life.
Yeah,
Alex,
like,
this is
wrong.
Amazing. See, I had no idea you were 23. I thought I had no idea.
How old
did
you think he was?
27.
33.
Really?
27, 28.
I have really bad insomnia. I hope that's all it is.
No, and a little bit what it is just like you have a touch of that like I have so little fucks left. Like you.
I'm kind of a sad guy.
That's true.
No,
if that's what you're
that's
getting
not a
at,
fucking
like,
sad thing. No, like I'm trying to say like especially your stage presence, like you get on stage and you're like, I'm gonna fucking say it. I'm like there's a sense of like not unfiltered honesty. And it's not always good, but it's fucking honest.
And can I
it's a sense of desperation, like on your way out.
You said something earlier about just saying things for the sake of shock. That's
no,
never.
That's not, no, that wasn't necessarily you. I think that's comedy in general. People have shock words
but
and shock statements.
It's not even about that. Like the thing is, like part of it, like when I'm writing something down, committing it to paper at least or something. Like I want to
work on it, make it. But you want
no, I mean,
so like an idea you want to. cultivate.
It's something that I want to talk about, but I want to present ideas that should be upsetting or shocking or something as if they're not offensive to begin with.
So this is one thing that's interesting, and I think in the comedy sphere, I'm still coming from a really weird point where I think jokes are weird. And I know that doesn't make a lot of sense.
In what way?
I don't like telling jokes. I like telling stories that are funny. Mm-hmm. Like, for me in comedy, I have a really hard time being like, this is a funny observation I had. I observed it, and I'm going to tell you like you've never noticed. But you have noticed. Now we're laughing about that we noticed it together. Like, that's like
a
very common...
You can skip all of that and get to the part of it that's funny.
Like, it's like, that's fucking the... That is... I observed something. So did you. Now we're talking about it. Like, that's... bah, 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 bah. And, like, that's a very, like... There's comedians that do that, like, where I say that and I feel like I'm being real to myself. My sets where I'm confident and get off funny thought, please laugh with me. It's so, so funny. And 90% of the time it's funny. Like, 90%. And the other 10% of the time, I'm like, fuck, Alex, I have no idea if you're talking about a real experience or not. Or if you did pay your stripper girlfriend jokes for, I would like believed until I didn't.
Yeah, have you had a stripper? Like, hey, have you had a stripper girlfriend?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Why not?
They know, but I'm not going to tell you.
I had a strip club girlfriend.
Dude.
It's Kylie. Short to dick.
How's your nipples? What'd you think about
having a stripper? Oh, by the way, that was a real name, too. Not a stripper.
I once a stripper in Spokane who, while she was on stage, asked her name, and she told me it was Anna Talk's name. She goes, that's my real name. My stage name is Laura.
This is a fun fact. Tony and I, who was on the podcast earlier, Tony, my fiance. Oh no, Tony, my fiance and I went to a strip club for the first time a couple months ago when we came, because we were the only people there, and like I pictured like, and it was state line.
I'm Alex.
No,
tell me where this.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Stories going.
Because I've had a stripper girlfriend that worked at state line, and I was like, I wonder which girlfriend. I thought about it and I realized his girlfriend
feather
stripper.
Boa.
No, she's the daytime stripper.
Oh, so
no, she actually
classier.
Is
she's yeah, the daytime stripper. She's not the nighttime stripper. We're either
the thing though.
You can date
your
a
day
squad stripper.
Your
that's
daytime
fine.
Stripper.
No, she said the dude.
I think you're not guy, okay, any guy who's going to the lunch buffet at Deja Vu is creepier than anyone who goes at night.
Yeah.
Have you been there at night?
I'm saying this. I have said this on stage. The stripper took off my shirt. Stripper took off my shirt and my bra, and I sat there and I was like covering myself.
Did you
like,
get any one at least?
No. And then like
Tony wasn't even making it rain on you or anything?
Seriously, no.
You shouldn't be surprised. That's what you get for being a girl going to the strip club.
I had no idea what that's what it meant. I thought I would go to the strip club and I'd be like, wow. And like I was kind of, you know, I had the whole
those girls are just waiting for you to come in because they're not trying to dance on dudes.
I've been in that place like two times, and that's what happens. Like it's usually people are into it, and I find it disgusting.
What the hell? You went
like,
to the strip club two times. You got a stripper girlfriend. You're like, yeah, hello, I went pimpin', there, bro.
Yeah, one time my friend dragged me there, and it was disgusting. And the second time
I went back, I got a girlfriend.
Did you go watch her work ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of the ideal first date. She told me later that she was on acid. She showed me her vag. I gave her all my money.
All your money. How much money did you have on you that you gave her?
$40.
You gave her $40 and that's what got you a date?
After
were you there at
hold
one,
on.
Were you okay, there at not dating important. Anymore?
What's your shipper name?
$40 is a lot of men.
Oh, no. Kay. State.
I kind of don't
if
like
state
it.
Line,
cigarettes,
if
booze,
state
strip
line
strip club,
can be
and
its
Cabela's.
Own city, then I one day
there. Technically, you might have a ship.
Oh, so this is amazing. I actually asked. No,
might
I
on
went
the schedule.
So go dance.
Oh, hang on. I heard somebody say that go-go dancers are basically like lame.
No,
like,
I have no ability to do the Spider-Man shit.
I heard go-go dancers are just like...
I have no idea if my vagina's ugly. No, I have no idea if my vagina's ugly.
I don't know
ugly.
Enough about either to comment on that.
I also doesn't... For most people, it does not matter if a vagina's ugly because a vagina's a vagina and a penis is a penis and they all look the way they look and you're never going to change it.
Yeah, if we want to talk about like which gender has ugly genitals, like, never mind.
No, girl.
No, please, Alex.
No, no, no.
No, I'm with Alex. Yeah, yeah.
I'm making your point. That's just all I want to say.
No, guys yeah. are like a utility knife. We are function
Christ.
Only.
Don't keep going.
We are not built for aesthetics.
I feel like
Deez.
We need to put on the hard brakes.
No.
Like, this is This is red shell territory in Mario Kart.
If I had a squirt ball, I'd squirt you like a cat that jumped on the table.
Women are built.
Tell me how I'm built, Deez.
Deez!
No, women are built sexy. They've got curves in the right places,
yeah,
soft edges.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Men are like utilitarian. We're just like function only.
Well, even if
we're meant to
stab
things and put sperm in things. That's it. That's
function
only
if you're lucky.
We're
like,
made for.
Function if you're lucky, fuck man.
The complete function of boobs is milk. Just
right, yeah.
Right.
Stand next to
boobs
yeah. Put
aren't
on
like
this
an aesthetic
tie.
Object. Like boobs are there as like a nutritional source for life.
Right, but they look great no, they're while they're making life.
Right. No, they do. No! There's four guys right now in the studio,
Wait,
one girl.
On.
She's all like, boobs suck.
Hold on. Are you going to argue that breasts or the female figure isn't a beautiful thing?
No, breasts are amazing. I'm pretty fucking gay, Deez. Like, I know that.
All right. I do not object to this.
But this is the thing. The idea of boobs only ever being like an aesthetic bonus.
That's not what
like,
I'm
saying. Boobs
sa-
are
I'm
not,
s- not
the difference.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not giving it that
you
only.
You can't discredit the function of a tit.
I never did.
I am like
me that.
I'm seriously, I am like medium lost.
This
what are we talking
this
about?
This guy's life force literally came from titties.
I was completely only comparing the two physical forms of male and female in a physical sense. And in a physical
but
sense.
But also, have you seen a male stripper? Because they can.
No.
Well, okay. I've looked in the mirror a couple times, so I'll tell you.
Deez, I saw your bathroom. Ladies. Your bathroom has like one, like. Plaid blue
yeah.
robe
yeah.
and classy. Two toothbrushes.
Yeah, they're both mine.
I
use one for the upper and one for the lower.
I did the like creepy thing like in Deez's bathroom on the break or Deez's house on the break trying to find the bathroom of like opening every door. I did it before the break.
Yeah,
I tried to find every door
yep.
and I was like, I'm in the bedroom. I'm in the weird empty room. If you don't know this, listeners, Deez has a completely
panic room.
Empty home. Deez has been living here for
two and a half years
and has a completely empty home.
And he does work at a furniture store.
He works at a furniture store, so there's a little bit of like a trigger warning every time he
yeah.
goes to work.
Like PTSD.
PTSD. Kind of you see leather or you see suede mm-hmm. and you just kind
I
of like,
that.
I can't.
I have choked out so many cows. It's ridiculous.
What?
Funny thing about the two
Where do you work? Do we get to know where you work?
There's no way to talk about
it. You're not
cows,
allowed
dude.
To say.
Not only
you
do
don't
I
want
two,
your listeners to
not
stalk
only
you
do I have
work.
Two toothbrushes, I here's something. I,
you
this
have
is,
a floss brush.
I have two wine glasses, but only one coffee cup. What does that say about my so figure
He's
that one out,
He's not even drinking
folks.
Out of one of the wine glasses.
Yeah, I couldn't find it.
Oh.
Yeah, you guys are drinking out of plastic
means
bottles.
Means they're not staying the night.
Oh, I can't so, say I can't taste shit.
It's, yeah.
There's no way you would make someone coffee in the morning.
Oh, fuck no.
No,
there's
you
no
would,
way someone would be here to make coffee in the morning.
I feel like you would pretend to leave your
I don't
own
have
house.
A coffee maker in the back seat of my car, so... The
Deez isn't sweet. He makes the girls leave at nighttime instead of
I'm
the morning.
Oh god, I'm like becoming more and more disappointed.
These are all jokes. It's a parody. It's for fun.
Welcome to all my dates. let's get back to Alex though.
Yeah, what's up?
After we talk about disappointment, that's uncomfortable.
No, I'm
Alex?
Described him. As
I'm synonymous with disappointment.
You described him as the face of a disappointing scene.
Yeah, no, okay, duh. We'll just keep moving.
Well, no,
yeah.
It's just because like this is a great example of Alex like at an open mic. Alex at the Reserve. The Reserve was one of the worst open mics I have ever
bad.
Been to, and it, like I went to it twice and a half, and I say I left halfway through the other one.
All right.
But Alex
I
like,
do not blame
shows
you.
Up.
Yeah.
Alex shows up in the darkest of nights.
That is one of the. I think that is one of the times. I feel like that at the Reserve is actually where Alex and I bonded one time because he. I told him I wanted him. I liked his tell pussy like his eat pussy jokes, and he went up on stage and told him because I told him I liked him, and I think it made me laugh. And after that, I'm like, I really like this kid.
No, I told you, like, the only reason I did that was because I knew that it was going to 100% not work at all.
And it,
like,
didn't.
It didn't for me.
I was laughing not my even ass close. Off the rest of the room.
In a room with people in it, that stuff works, okay? Like clockwork. But like, not so much that time. Yeah.
Could it maybe work right now? I love you.
Tell us some.
No, wait. Can I make a request? Yeah. The only jokes of Alex's about pussies that I'm remotely comfortable listening to are when he talks about when his girlfriends are on their period. And it's because it is.
You're the only person who is okay with that, basically.
And it's because no other guy is going to make a joke about that because he thinks he's like, fucking periods are gross. Whatever.
That's not true. Fuck a girl on her period.
Alex's jokes about periods are like one of those things where they're not only funny, they're funny from both sides. Because girls are sitting there being like, yeah. No, like, the girls are just, like, nodding, like, I know what that's like. Like, we are very honest about our periods. And so do you. Like, fucking everyone's had period sex. Like, it's a point of denial that Alex fucks off.
Listen, I've got towels I'm not afraid to ruin. I don't care. Let's do this.
You're putting a lot of work when you
can
just...
Can I dress this, though?
You can just do laundry.
Don't you get your red wings of courage by eating a pussy on his period? Yeah.
That's what that means.
Is that... So you got him? You got red wings of courage? Yeah, yeah.
Can I just...
Eating?
Yeah, yeah. Tony? Yeah. Tony? Yeah, yeah. yeah.
But unknowingly.
Every single of these guys are disgusting fucks.
You don't eat my pussy on my period. I'm pissed.
Oh, I'm not eating your pussy.
I don't want
But if
anyone.
My dick was bleeding, I wouldn't ask you to suck it either. So
copper in the mouth is one thing.
I think it happens accidentally.
I used to.
It happens when like girls are like, I'm done, and then we're not.
Oh, see, I'll just be like, you just started. Let's do this. I don't care. I don't. Let's fucking go for it.
Yo. Well, you do in the beginning or the end. You know?
Oh, the whole fucking time, every day, the whole like I'm. I have like a period advent calendar. I count down tampon days.
No, this is the thing. This is the thing. Women are legitimately. Hold on. No, hold on.
I've been trying to say something for like 10 minutes.
Women are the horniest on our fucking periods.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, that's the point.
Hold on, Tony's coming in here. Coming in hot.
Period sex, the only difference is it's like, I feel like it's having sex with red wine.
Sure.
It's like tannic.
It's just free.
Well, you guys are talking about women on their periods. I was talking about like in Renaissance gear or something like that.
Oh.
I meant like Renaissance.
What the fuck, man? That's about 2000.
Like being in like
period
like dressed
scar.
Up, yeah.
No, you
like,
said
or
tampons.
Egyptian.
Also, celebrate the fact that tampon tax no longer exists. Can we like bring it back down to that? Tampon tax got eradicated on a realistic level. Tampon tax. We're still fighting. Fuck you guys and your time jokes.
That was really funny.
No, period. Like the tampon tax is getting eradicated.
A tampon tax?
I don't know what that is.
There is a tax on tampons. I pay taxes for having
There's
a period.
There's a tax on a lot of things.
Oh, actually,
like,
I totally disagree with that. I think it's just like food. It's like you have to eat, you got to have your period. Fuck.
Yeah.
But.
Straight up, yeah.
Alex, what do you think about tampon taxes?
I don't care about the tampon tax. The thing that I was trying to say was that, like.
I don't care. Of course you don't. You don't have to fucking put them in you.
I don't know what that is. That's. All I was getting at, but like the whole thing, like I had.
I don't care and I don't know about are very different things.
All right. Okay, say your thing.
Say your thing.
I had a long period joke that I was doing. Okay. And when I started doing that, when I wrote it, I thought it was just a funny, silly thing. I'm just talking about goofing around or something. And then I realized that it really upset a lot of people. Like,
Alex, you have that ability to upset people and be funny.
The whole thing about it, though, was that just. It's very. Clearly from the standpoint of it's a pro lady type of joke, and that seems to be what's irritating people. So the whole thing is,
I'm
gonna
guy doing a joke
for
women's rights.
I'm gonna
scared. Wow,
I'm gonna keep doing it until people settle down about it.
I
want to
start a new podcast called Devin and Alex Argue.
No, this is hilarious though. Like, Alex, you're nervous about doing a joke for women's, like, pro women.
No, I'm not nervous about it. I'm indignant about it.
You're indignant about it. So you're like, people aren't reacting because I'm doing a joke that's pro women. Fucking the amount of times I get off stage and I've actually heard this in the scene, which is super supportive and I love everyone in it. But I've had so many people be
for those
like,
listeners who have Devin's doing a jerk off motion while she's
No, I'm not. But I've had people be like, I have had people in the scene tell me, God, you're you're so good for a new female comic. New female comic.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Let me say this real quick. I think part of, a lot of that may be how you take it, because there's...
Which is the female experience,
well,
right?
Well, no, hold on, hold on. It's a choice of how you absorb it, too, because a lot of things is what people say and then what it feels
they,
like.
They say it not knowing what it feels like.
But here's the thing. To me, everything someone says should be intent. So, meaning, I don't care if I call you, it should be absolutely intent behind those words.
Yes. Okay,
so, if their intent is to absolutely compliment and you be like, you're a great new female comic, like, if they mean it in a good way, but if they're like, if they're quantifying your comedy as a female or like
Which has happened, I felt it, you know what it feels like when you hear it, that's different. Yes.
But if they're just like, it's just a, like, hey, great new female, because they might be like, hey, we're just used to all these.
On your top five comics list, do you have women?
No, women aren't funny. Fuck that.
Yo,
no, but that happens.
This is maybe the reason I'm on the podcast, but everything that you just said I thought was brilliant.
Yeah.
It's true. I'm very smart.
We forgot the game.
Everybody should be cool and just like accept the words that are coming out of your mouth as the intent.
As the intent.
So if you're Alex and you say faggot on stage, like,
hey, dude, what?
No, you know what
it should be the intent. Like, is Alex like hanging on faggots? No.
I am triggered.
No.
Okay. Like, just like let him give his love to those people.
I could have five more podcasts talking about intent.
Yeah. No, I it's because it is absolutely, for me, it's all about what you're, you know, I actually wrote a comedy article on political correctness.
Yes. Okay.
And you read it? Did you say you read it?
No,
she
said
okay.
Yes, okay.
Oh, I thought you said I've read it. I'm like, really? That was like 7 years ago. Where'd you
find it?
Get
over yourself, Jesus.
I did a lot of research when I found out I was guest hosting.
But my I actually said this. I go, if in your circle of friends, like you're like a white group of people, if in your circle of friends,
you're just being honest.
No.
Within your white group of people,
no,
in the
like
city
if,
of Spokane, Washington.
No, but listen, if,
yeah, we
if
can
you,
see
if
you.
The
we
word,
know what's up.
If you call someone a Steve and that means the N word, then Steve has now become just as bad as saying nigger. It's been the same fucking thing.
Right.
It's the same thing because it's context.
I was actually just thinking about the evolution of like insults and stuff. And it's like, as we're developing this PC culture, there's going to be an absolute response to that. And it's going to be where it's like, you can't say these certain words are going to get ostracized. So what people are going to do is just like start being like, oh, they're going to start saying totally PC stuff and meaning it like super duper derogatorily.
So with PC, this is the thing.
So I can be like, oh, yeah, Deese. Yeah, he's a fucking Steve, dude.
You
fuck that guy, Steve.
I mean, he
Steve.
Is kind of a Steve, but.
You know, see, we're doing it right now. And that's starting to happen because of the whole PC culture we're developing.
Can I say something on that? If I could just ease some of this tension a little bit. Like, really? Like, I yell questionable stuff in public sometimes. Okay. But what goes along with that, if you pay attention to people who are racist or prejudiced or something, mm-hmm. if you hear them say something really bad, they're probably about to say something that's worse. Okay.
Sure, so they're just softballing. They're just
no what I'm getting at blown, is that if you keep talking, it's gonna become apparent pretty quickly whether or not anybody needs to have a problem with it. Okay.
Right.
So
like who are these racists?
You can hear where people are coming from if you just listen to them instead of just losing your mind after the first thing that you don't agree with.
Yeah,
right. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's funny because I don't know. I have a weird perspective. I always say this, but I grew up like where I grew up, I was considered very Mexican. I grew up with in a Mexican area.
Really?
Most of my all big Mexican family, besides Mexicans in the area I grew up in, there were a lot of black people and then Filipinos and like, you know, like no white people.
And Filipinos are basically like black people of Asia.
Yeah. And then like
I don't know what that means,
but I like, so I don't know. I just had this weird, like I was never like as I got older, I was like, yeah, and it just didn't, I didn't understand, like, because I was never, like, Mexican enough to be, like, never white enough to be, I was always, like, in this weird in-between, but just lived with everyone and we were all cool, the people I grew up with. And I never understood, like, we used to make jokes with each other, super racial jokes. And, like, it was, we had no issue with it.
You know what?
Yeah, it's just
like the entire my entire childhood was like joking about race.
Yeah.
And then when you and then when you get into the real world, it's like this. It's offensive, apparently.
All people.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I think we've
like,
we've
holy
come.
Fuck! Like this is how we all. This is how we all.
Devin's hand in the mic to Tony.
This is how we all like learned about each other.
Right.
Was you know was like we joked around about our different cultures, and then. That's how we learned about it.
Sure.
You see, know, it was, but there's a fine line, you know, like,
sure.
We all, and I think we all know.
Well,
that.
Somebody like
Daniel
Tosh.
And it really goes all to intent.
Absolutely.
When you intend to hurt someone's feelings.
Devin's taking the mic. Hold on. Let Tony finish his
sentence. No.
Hold your thought.
No, when you intend to hurt someone's feelings.
Right.
By using their skin color or culture, then that is different than joking about being different.
Right. So yeah. I have like friends who'd be like, hey, know, like I can't, they'd be like, hey, I can't leave you alone in my house because you're Mexican. You might steal something. Am I supposed to feel offended by that?
It depends if you're a friend or not.
But if they're
if you're not friends, that's offensive. If you're friends, then it's funny.
Right.
Yeah.
But
that's a good point.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
It's all about intent.
And it just gets really weird.
Yes.
Like,
so to me, it should be all about what your intention was behind. Like it even goes beyond that for me. Like I say this, like I've made this analogy. If someone was like, for my birthday, it was like, I'm going to surprise Deese, take his car out.
No, if
and
someone
like,
put a pinata in your house for your birthday.
We had tequila.
No, I'm being,
right?
No, and tequila in
tacos.
Some people would be like, oh, what the fuck, man? Because I'm Mexican, this is what you think is fucking
right.
Funny?
But I love tequila and pinatas.
But
right.
No, but hey, but seriously, because you're Mexican, that's funny.
Right.
Right.
So. Yeah, and it just makes sense. I mean, just, exactly, and it I'm okay with it, but like, intent to me goes beyond even just words. Like, I've always said, like, if it's my birthday and someone's like, hey, I'm going to surprise D, so I'm going to get his car keys, and I'm going to go get his car, wash his car, and get his car detailed, and on the way home, they got into a car accident and my car was wrecked, I wouldn't be mad at them. Because they didn't grab my car keys and go total my car. Their intent was to do something nice for me.
But,
right, exactly.
This is something really amazing to think about with human nature. Not all the times when we say or do things do we know what we're saying or doing when we're doing it. And we're not always saying and doing things with intent. And there's many times that people will say something not intending to mean anything mean or harmful. And they'll say it and they said it and it's out and it's been said and you can't take it back.
Well, then that's...
Hold on, kind of on the person.
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on.
You're
putting
it up.
Context.
You're taking somebody's intent and you're interpreting it.
Yeah.
No, so they're saying it. They're saying it offhanded. But at what point do we not hold each other responsible for being fucking negligent?
No, that's
like
ridiculous.
It's like it's being.
If I'm at Deese's birthday and I call him a goddamn beaner, and somebody overhears that and wants to get offended, that's on them.
No, but
like, me and Deese's relationship is independent of what they.
I mean, that's specific to this relationship. I'm talking about like within the comedic sphere.
I'll
there's
never
sometimes
say that, by the way, D,
there's
so let
sometimes which okay so and but there is
I've
a
been
point,
in jail. It's okay.
There is a point that like there's the point
beaner.
Though when you have relationships with people where you'll say you'll like you'll extend the line like you'll like push the limit and you'll say things because you trust each other and that's where your relationship's at.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy when you're performing on stage you do not have an established relationship with all the people you're talking about and you said Tosh.0.
That's a very good
so
point.
So Tosh.0, you do not have an established relationship with all the people at your show.
Yeah.
So this is the thing. People are coming because they know your comedy. They know what you're gonna say.
Wait, yeah, I was gonna say actually every single person that bought a ticket to Daniel Tosh's show has an established relationship with him.
No, so you have an established. It's
he's also
not,
not entirely typical.
It's like you don't just turn on Daniel
it's
Tosh's
not a
TV
relationship,
show. And be like, oh,
but when someone's
this?
Coming to an open mic or someone's coming to a comedy show in Spokane, they probably have no idea who the local comedian like mm-hmm. who the opener is gonna be that's from Spokane. And so this is my point. Like when it comes, I don't think that comedy should be PC. I don't. I think that people in comedy have the responsibility. To push the limit, to say things that are hard to deal with. I think that's part of the fucking point of doing comedy. You're supposed to be saying this to challenge the world. Like, that's comedy is able to talk about hard issues in a way that is easier.
But,
right? Like, that's the idea, is that we're talking about things that aren't fun to talk about, aren't easy to talk about, and we're going to make it, like, more fun.
But, right? Yeah, but your line of PC and my line of PC
are different.
So, why is yours okay?
But are we able to respect each other's?
But here's the thing. The thing is, you're like, everyone says, well, this is PC. Well, then there is no line. The line is wherever you put your line. There is no quantifiable agreed upon line.
But say a guy gets up at his first open mic. He gets up at his first open mic. Stay with me for the hypothetical.
Yeah,
gets
stop
up at his
pointing
first,
to me.
No, gets up at his open mic. I'm not pointing. Hand gestures.
It's just because you're the most racist.
He gets up. Someone, a guy or a girl, gets up at their first open mic and says something just blatantly racist. They're saying blatant racist, like racist shit for 4 minutes on an open mic. When they get off the mic, do you think people in the scene have the ability or the responsibility to be like, hey, thanks for showing up and doing an open mic. Let's talk. Like, this is my point.
No, it's not anybody's job to like put their opinion on that guy's comedy.
Yeah,
because,
I don't think you need to settle
the
hash.
Maybe didn't resonate with you, but like, you know what? Maybe
if it's blatantly racist,
maybe he's in Alabama and it's like, that's just comedy gold. You know, I don't know. Fuck.
It's, you know, here's the thing. It
or sexist. Like, if a guy got up and talked about like raping every woman in the audience, and I'm sitting there and I'm uncomfortable.
No one's gonna enjoy it, and he's going to be ostracized because of
or
the way
society. Or he'll keep showing up. That happens.
Does okay. it though?
And he keeps showing up, and everyone, no one will talk to him, and everyone boos him. But who are we to tell someone how to interpret their own art?
Really? It hasn't been happening lately.
It happens all the time. That's what
workshopping. Nobody is showing up consistently.
No. That's okay. workshopping.
If he asks for it, everyone would be more than happy to give him their opinion. But if I don't like someone's comedy, whether I just don't think it's funny or I think it's dumb or offensive, not laughing and not supporting it is the number one way. But it's not my job to settle their hash because they're gonna do their thing, and they're gonna take
it
somewhere else.
But then you'll probably have an audience member take like this is my thing. So like for me. I am a people pleasing, like I like thinking about my audience. And when you think about an audience member, say you have someone at that open mic, they're going to that open mic and they're like, oh fuck, like I'm sitting here being forced to
then leave.
They can leave.
Yeah, exactly.
But then they can leave. So they can leave. But then think about this. That's their first open mic they're going to. That's their introduction to fucking local comedy.
It's not their first time hearing a joke.
Can I say something again? I know it's been a while, but like you know, if it's somebody's first time at an open mic, I'm probably not going to watch them. So, like, if
no, not the comedy, the like
but
audience
so
member.
So,
if it's your first time at an open mic and you get offended,
if
then
any,
leave. Go do something else.
Comedy's
go hang
not
out,
for you.
Go hang out with the art scene, or go hang out with the fucking.
But comedy is
business
art.
Scene.
Like where, like I feel like this is
okay.
The thing.
Go hang out
comedy
with the business
is the weird,
scene.
Comedy is the weird stepbrother. Comedy is the weird stepbrother that can get away with anything,
okay.
Right? Like And so I just want to know. At one point, like, do we as comedians, do we have a point where we're like, oh, my material isn't fucking landing? I wonder why. Like, is there a point?
That's
like,
on you.
As a
that's
person.
Up to you.
Yeah.
But people don't know that. I think
the point is asking someone else if they noticed it without notifying them beforehand. Like,
okay.
If it's really that egregious, like.
Well, no, here's but if you're saying it knowing it's going to be egregious, like if you're saying it knowing you're going to like, you're like, I'm going to say this on stage, like, God damn,
thing,
fuck it.
Tony's
like,
just saying, like,
say
people oftentimes hear way more laughs than are actually happening. So people aren't always like quick to grasp like them not doing well or something. So it's not going to happen on its own all the time. So
all right.
You think that many like.
All right, this lets
Devin and
let's
Alex
no,
argue.
We'll take this. We'll take this off the air. We'll get the boxing gloves out for them after the show. All right.
Sorry, Deez.
No, that's okay. I like having these conversations with people because I like to really get in the weeds and talk to people about things because I can't be offended. Like literally, there's nothing you could say or do to me that would offend me. I don't give a shit. First of all, I have to care about your opinion. Second of all, I have to have feelings, and neither of those things exist.
See, once so, like, again, I absolutely agree with Deez.
No, but
you can't offend me. Like
someone's intense, bad.
What's that?
I'll get offended.
And that's okay. I'm not saying I'm not.
If someone's
trying
to be mean to someone, then I'll go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, see, okay, I don't get offended personally.
But that goes back to the.
Do you ever get offended for other people?
That goes back to the.
I don't get offended for them.
About.
I get.
Is this guy trying to be a comedian? Is he trying to be funny, or is this guy just like up here spewing hate speech?
Yeah. Or
because there's a difference, and you can tell the difference. Yeah. Is somebody making?
Then maybe you have some business getting upset about it. But like aside from that,
yeah,
see, I've just been chilling.
It's getting really warm in here.
Alex, what? So Alex is going to be up today.
Yes.
So we're going to play the game here in a second.
I'm so excited.
I mean, comedy is the ultimate goal for you.
I mean, not particularly.
I have to talk, and then I ask him interview questions. He's like, pass.
What are you studying?
Yeah, no, I've
at universe studying.
I haven't said anything in like 40 minutes, but like, who cares?
What?
Yeah, there's nothing funny about that at all.
What?
Why accounting?
Yeah, people don't.
Do you want to be like a CPA?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
But you're gonna do you like? Would you like to pursue comedy?
What's up with the accounting thing? Give me your like inside scoop. Why are you doing that?
I got really deep into business class prerequisites, and then I was like, all these things. Professional in the title, so I should probably go with that. Yeah.
Now, what's your real reason, man? I got a business degree. I took accounting classes. You can be good at math, man. But
I'm not saying being good at math is a bad thing.
Right. I don't like. You know.
To me,
every
accountant that
rigid,
I've ever met is the opposite.
Formulas,
bills of rent, and things.
That's
like
fine.
That.
I don't have to.
People's taxes.
Are you gonna be like super happy doing somebody's taxes?
Imagine you being a comedian doing comics.
A lot of questions getting thrown at this man at once.
Breaking this guy down.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
Every time I tell people what I'm studying, they try to talk me out of it.
Okay.
No, do it.
That's because
you can actually
so
pay
off.
How are you ever going to find happiness if you do that thing you told me you're doing?
Exactly. I feel like
everyone
recognizes that it's just like inconsistent with your personality.
Oh, really? You're the first person to question that. I didn't think it through all the way.
Your mom and dad?
It's like when most people tell people that you're going to be an accountant, everybody's stoked. But when you tell people you're going to be an accountant, people are like, oh, what the fuck?
They're like, really?
Yeah.
But you seem
so
stupid.
They have the same
stupid.
Reaction like me being like, I'm going to get an arts
degree. It's not about you
degree.
Being stupid. It's just about you having different ideas and perspectives and like wanting to do more fun things. And be
you're
going
to have to cut your hair if you're an accountant.
Okay.
I'll wait until they tell me to, but for now I'm good.
All right, hold on. We're going to do the game, but Alex had a couple questions he brought for us too, I think, right?
I actually just said the one. We can still do it.
Let's do it.
Oh,
let's
do it.
The one question
you brought
Alex had
a question?
For us.
Yeah, no, I prepared a bunch of stuff, but I thought I was going to get to talk. So
talk, Lizbit. Whatever you what do you got?
You guys, I have this game that I made up. It was I wrote it down like it was a bit, but I only did it once. So it's this game that I made up called you know, if you had to pick who are the top two people you would want to be in a human centipede with?
Zach Braff and Alan Thicke.
Really?
And I mean Alan Thicke now.
Because he's dead?
Today.
One of those girls would be Megan Fox. I haven't thought about the rest of the question.
Yeah, I think, like, yeah, I'll go first. First of all, I'd want celebrity chef Paula Deen and also a duplicate replica of celebrity chef Paula Deen. I made up this game. I have a really Calvin Ball approach to making up games.
I'd want to be in between Brad and Angelina.
Yeah?
I feel like the hate sex would be amazing.
That's a great answer.
Like the hate sex would be just top tier. I'd want to be in between sandwiched Brad and Angelina.
I just met this new girl in Spokane.
I was talking to this girl whose butt I thought I wanted to touch until this thing happened. Excellent answer. And then she was taking a while to think of the second one, and I said, what about Beyonce? And she said, no.
I don't think I would want Beyonce to get near my ass, but I would get near Beyonce's ass.
But I asked, like,
if that's my quote for this podcast, I'm going to hate myself.
I asked like 12 different. Come on.
That's why he's got this job.
I asked like 12 different white girls for input, and they all said, yeah, she's probably racist.
I think that might be an insecurity thing. Beyonce is.
Do you think?
That's a booty. I like it, though.
Yeah.
This reminds me of when I was in a relationship with this girl, and we were doing our like top five you can have sex
if
with them.
It's kind of the same
and
thing.
She
yeah.
names off these celebrities, and I'm like, well, that's fucking, you know, that's great for you, sweetie. Never gonna happen. Let's see the the deli clerk at Safeway. like
dude,
I'm talking,
this seriously.
I'm
this
like, you know,
realistic options.
Yeah, I'm talking attainable.
This already is a joke. That girl at the bank, whatever, like.
Who is it?
Lucas Does he?
Oh, it might. Yeah, that's no, it was him. That's right. That's where I heard it. Yeah.
I've been saying that for years. That probably before he's born.
I thought
guys,
it was.
Are you guys all fucking the same girl from Safeway?
Maybe.
She's yeah. a freak.
That's all right. Okay, so my
Cutting your deli meat.
My human centipede I want to be with Lucas Fromm and that deli clerk from Safeway.
Those are not bad choices. I don't know about the deli clerk at Safeway, but aside from that.
But also, like, for men in the human centipede, so I've never seen the movie. It's ass to
You don't have to.
It's ass to mouth in chain form, right?
I assume.
No, they're surgically attached to each other.
Attached.
Like what part is surgically
mouth
sewn?
Mouth,
like mouths and mouth buttholes.
Like their lips are so.
Have you guys not?
Never I don't know.
We just conceptually have heard about it, but
it
not
only comes
it.
Across as comedic. Okay,
like,
there's nothing
the
scary about it.
Like if you tell me the title, I feel like I've seen the movie. I'm like, all right, I get that. Yeah.
Like the Saw movies, where the Saw movies lost me was the pit full of heroin needles.
That was funny, that's though.
That was the fucking worst one. It was like the pit full of needles.
She spent like a long time in there before succumbing to it.
No.
What happened? Did the guy just like roll around?
No.
She was in there for like a long time still trying to get the key or whatever
it was.
It was
like a key or something was at the bottom of the
needles. No, it was the key to like some handcuffs
or
something.
Yeah.
That was something else where you got to stick your hands in.
That seems like an easy puzzle, though. The answer is just like perseverance and like time. You know, just take it easy, grab each needle by the
kaleidoscope blades and the glass box.
Alex, you got anything else before we get into the game? What else?
No,
go
ahead. Go ahead. I don't care.
Wait, so do we figure out who we'd all send a human centipede with?
Oh, I think so.
Brad
Tony,
Angelina.
Who are you?
I just figured this room.
All right.
That would be. Would there still be a centipede? Like I know three.
Definitely the grossest answer.
I'm the. Excuse
you.
Yeah.
And then you would be behind me. Yeah.
Neither of those people were people that Tony did not make.
I think any person in this room would have requested that specific configuration, probably.
You don't have anything else? What else you got? Come on.
I don't know. What else? I wrote a stupid podcast joke.
Well, tell it.
Yeah. You guys, I listen to a lot of comedy podcasts, and comedy podcasts are kind of like children. Like, I enjoy them, but I wouldn't want to, like, have my own, probably. I also like to spray podcasts all over nice ladies' tits. Yeah,
as a function for life.
What he's trying to say, Deese, is that he fucks people to this podcast.
Oh, I like that.
That's
love that.
Not what
this
I'm trying
like,
to say.
This is like your Teddy Pendergrass.
So you're not into spraying, come on, not mean ladies.
Hearing Alex
Tony
said
got
that
the
was
joke.
The first time I felt validated doing this job.
Someone's
all right. So let's get into. Are you got anything else? What else you got?
Not really. I'm just chilling.
What are you looking at?
Stuff.
His notebook.
All right. If you have anything, blurt it out. All right. We're gonna play the game. Does Deese hate it?
I thought we already did this.
No,
he didn't.
We just talked about race.
Yeah. Oh, we were recording.
Speaking of things I hate, Puerto Ricans. No, no, but really, they're terrible. So anyway, I'm just kidding.
I haven't met.
They are pretty low on the Latino hierarchy, though. That's,
oh, God,
that's
the
true.
Latino hierarchy.
Yeah, just like yeah. Filipinos. I was trying to bring
I don't
up
trust
earlier.
Those
Wait, who's at the top? Bullfighters?
Mexicans.
Oh.
Of course, we got the most land mass. We move, yeah. You know. You gotta bribe us to get your cocaine to America.
Is that how it works?
Plus those island Latinos, you can't trust them.
Really?
We put them on an island for a reason. So go hang out with those Caribbeans.
Seriously?
Just like the Australians.
Yeah. So all right, let's
I'm getting so hungry, guys.
Yeah, okay, we'll get you want me to get you some snacks?
No, I don't need snacks.
Have a snack accident as
Don't wow, say that ever
of,
again.
You got lots of that's Christ. Monica's favorite saying. Okay,
I don't
Traz,
like it.
So we're gonna. This is it. Does Deese hate it? Traz is gonna list some things, and you guys have to guess if
I'm
I
ready,
hate
I'm
it
ready,
or
I'm
not.
Ready.
Me,
I'm
me,
ready.
Me, me, me.
Are you gonna guess me. Also, Traz? Or are you just gonna list them?
Huh? I just want to list them.
Okay, so we'll let Alex,
Tony,
and Devin guess on whether they hate them or love or like it.
Yeah.
Come here. So we're gonna start off. Little controversial topic, the Spice Girls.
The oh, Spice loves
does
it.
Deese love
loves
or
it.
Hate
you
them?
Love it. Baby Spice? Are you fucking kidding?
Oh, Baby Spice.
I think the Spice Girls are probably the soundtrack to Deese doing Silence of the Lambs stuff in the mirror.
They're my Q Lazarus.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah,
I see a weird, like, sporty spice, like...
Do you want to pull that?
I see a weird, like, sporty spice fetish.
Sporty spice,
yeah.
Huh? So you guys say, you guys...
Yes. All yeah. three of us simultaneously.
So all three, yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. Enough that it's weird.
Like.
You want to... There you go.
Is that what this is?
This is it. I'm not gonna lie, I really like this spice.
Yeah.
This is my precious time. I've got.
I would have left if you didn't.
I am one for one.
It's just fine.
I do some karaoke Spice Girls.
I'm the best.
When to become
one. Break it down, dude. Yeah. Spice
Girls. I knew it.
Actually,
who's your favorite Spice Girl?
I actually coined the phrase Spice Cadet.
Who's your favorite Spice
That's
Girl?
That's not true.
Take a guess.
What? It's either Ginger or Baby.
I would say Posh, dude. She's hot as fuck.
Now it would be.
No, I'm going to say Baby
posh
or Ginger.
Posh is my least attractive.
Ginger was the lesbian.
It was Ginger.
You were least attracted to Posh.
It was Ginger.
Yeah. Ginger Spice.
Yeah,
back
you
in the day,
freaky
it was Ginger.
Lesbian. Yeah.
I like Ginger Spice back in the day, but it turned to Posh Spice. You guys nailed it.
Yeah, dude. Posh Spice now, but Ginger back in the day.
I wouldn't know any of them
if I
saw them.
And Sporty Spice really made a comeback.
It's always been Baby for me.
I beat off to that music video so many times.
I like the pale, like, kind of cushy, like, big, like, veins in the boobs.
Yeah.
Sort of, like,
wait, what?
See, I really like, I used to not like Sporty Spice at all.
There you go, guys.
Oh, is that what that is?
Oh, no.
What is this?
What's the music video?
Look at her pigtails.
Alex, what year were you born?
1993.
That might have been the year this came out.
I think it was like 1998
it's
or
like
something.
Like 96.
Probably.
Oh,
I meant
Scary
like,
Spice. Fuck Sporty Spice.
Oh, Scary Spice
yo.
Is legit too.
Yeah,
Scary Spice. Scary Spice. I would say it's
either. No, Ginger's definitely
Ginger was
the
hot
hottest.
Back then.
I used to not like Scary Spice, but dude, she's so hot now.
What is going on?
That's the Spice Girls.
She's almost like a skinny.
It's like a really weird dinner party. Like,
all right, what else, Traz?
This.
We'll just leave this in the
We're
background.
We're jerking
Traz.
Off. It's called the Social Hour podcast.
What else is next?
What
do
you on
think?
The hate list?
What do you think Social Hour means?
Change the subject.
Everyone has got. Everyone
so you
got.
Guys, you guys
point
all nailed the Spice Girls. How does D?
If you know what I mean.
Feel about Blink 182 and pop punk?
Oh, fucking hates it. Fucking hates it. Like to a T.
I would say fight someone over loving them.
What? No.
So Devin says hate.
I'm
going to
say hate.
Tony says love. Alex?
I feel like those guys probably validate his vicarious desire to have neck tattoos. Whatever. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
I mean, I do, but like.
So what is it?
I don't know if it makes sense.
I mean, you have to ask him.
Love.
I hate. Yeah.
Turn this off. It's terrible.
I hate punk music.
Yes!
I hate. I can't stand this shit. I can appreciate. I didn't. So here's the thing, though. I grew up on hip hop. Like, I didn't hear. Like, I grew up in hip hop and oldies. Like, I completely missed all
Please,
of this.
I'm
you know how I knew this? Deesa's closet and his shoes. I was like, Deesa never had a Sum 41 face.
No, I never did. I went from being. I went from going to jail all the time to being a business professional. So. Yeah, I did a drastic.
Let me know when
like
I can put my headphones back on.
If you had a Sum 41 face, you would still have a pair of Etnies in your closet.
No!
Deese exited jail and just went straight into the NA, like.
Oh my god, this
program.
Video!
That's
is
pretty
so
much. They just rehabbed me.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
Without punk.
They made me grow hair, put on a tie, don't shave your head anymore.
This video's so bad.
It's so good.
All right. So everyone,
can we go on to the next thing?
But, all right. What else you got?
All right.
I'll turn that off for you, Alex. That's off.
Wait, so who fucked that up? Who lost?
Tony missed that one. Misfired on that one.
Oh,
but.
No. Really?
Yeah, that's weird. You like Spice Girls, not pop punk, whatever. It's weird.
Huh. I mean, I know. I was
now you guys are
juxtaposition.
You guys are authors, so I wanted to keep
you
this
count
close.
Me as right.
Okay, next.
How does Dees feel about Nicholas Sparks?
I don't know who that is.
Oh shit! Oh yeah, I think Dees loves Nicholas Sparks because
Nicholas Sparks novels. You know, like The Notebook.
The Notebook is, but I think you like Nicholas Sparks, and the reason why is that I think that you. have two toothbrushes, and I think you have a girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend.
Damn it.
Have you met him before?
But,
Are you just trying to
So you said I like Nicholas Sparks,
yes.
Tony?
I actually have a mixed opinion. I think that you have never read a Nicholas Sparks book.
Mm-hmm. But like the movies.
But I'll handle this. I'll handle my answer. I think you've never read a Nicholas Sparks book, but I think you may have entertained on your own, mm-hmm. never with anyone else.
Is that a masturbation joke?
Watching a movie, a Nicholas Sparks movie.
Okay, all right. So I'm going to say that's a yes for.
Okay.
Yeah, Tony, is that a yes for you? You like? You're going to see? Okay, yes. Alex.
From the amount of information I've been able to gather from her and him just now, like. I don't think you've read any of those books.
Okay, that's a no for Alex.
Yeah.
When he said Nicholas Sparks, I didn't even know who that was. Upon talking, I think that's the guy who wrote The Notebook, right?
Yes.
Okay.
He has a whole literature series of just like girls loving dudes and like having like romantic relationships.
Okay.
And, like,
using the word literature.
Never mind the fact that the dudes also love the women.
That's true. Yeah, it's actually a beautiful love story. It's equally reciprocated. They like go through like ups and downs. They love each other throughout all of it. Blah blah blah. Okay.
Yeah.
So all right. So.
So does D say it or?
I hate it. I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
He doesn't know it, so he hates it.
So did I just win?
I'm gonna say I don't like The Notebook. Somebody tried to make me watch that actually, and I said no.
The sex scene in it in the empty house.
I have you porn. I don't need a sex.
No, but this is the thing. Also, Nicholas Sparks can be pretty.
And watch real porn.
Yeah.
Nicholas Sparks can also be really fucking demeaning. Like his
demeaning towards who?
The Ryan Gosling character in that movie like is hanging off of this like Ferris wheel, threatening to kill himself if she doesn't go on this date with him. And to this day, that fucking bugs me. Like of a guy before I'm dating him is like, I'm gonna kill myself unless you date
this
me.
This guy seems stable.
I'm like, yeah, no.
Don't let it offend you. Just let that be a red flag.
Like that's a big red flag. Because in the movie, I was like, like the level of obsession we're talking here doesn't seem.
So he just holds himself hostage, like Blazing Saddles.
He's like holding on this Ferris wheel, threatening to let go and she's on a date with someone else.
That seems weird. All right.
She should have tickled him.
All right, moving. What's the next one, Traz? All right,
you're gonna love this one. Glee.
Oh, fucking hates it.
Fucking hates it. All right.
I say likes it.
Right? Why?
Yeah. I don't know.
You spill it.
I think when that guy died, you really
appreciate
liked it.
Pageantry.
Appreciates the musical sense.
Alex,
You told me earlier if it's not on Netflix, you haven't seen it. Glee could be on Netflix, and I wouldn't know though, so I don't know.
True story.
It hasn't seen it.
Do I like it or hate? I love it or hate it? You say
no
you
opinion.
Say don't like.
Hasn't
okay.
seen it.
Have you guys seen it?
I actually like Glee.
What?
Really?
Hold on. Let me quantify that.
You like the Madonna episode.
Yeah. Explain yourself.
I don't know if I...
I haven't seen it.
Tony gets a point. See, so I have to say that I don't necessarily know that I like Glee, but I have an abnormal amount of knowledge about it, and I don't remember ever watching the show, but I'll be talking, and things about Glee just come out of my mouth, and I'm like... How do I know that?
You don't have like a teenager or something. Why do you know that?
I have no idea.
What?
But I have to say, I must have liked it and watched it. It's like I used to must have been blacked out drunk and watch it or something.
You've been hanging out with a lot of confused teenagers or something. Like
I try to.
Yeah.
I think I'm on record for multiple podcasts as just being a D's fanboy, but honestly, right there you lose.
I know, sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Tony gets a point on that one.
I get it.
What's next?
Oh, yeah, I was wrong. I can admit it.
This one hits close to the home for Alex and I.
I doubt it.
Oh, strippers.
Wait, what is it?
It's all about strip clubs, D's.
D's fucking loves strip clubs. He loves it. Maybe not like the day strippers. We're going to qualify. I'm going to say he doesn't like day strippers.
I don't think there needs to be any qualification. I think just yes.
You think I like...
I think you unequivocally enjoy...
They're both very much
strip clubs,
adamant about my love for strip clubs.
If you don't, I don't trust you.
Alex?
I don't know. Yeah, he probably likes him because he's disgusting.
You know, that's funny. I thought Alex would nail this one because we talked about this the other day. I hate strip clubs.
So do I.
I hate strip clubs. I can't stand them.
Do you hate them? Do you hate them after 5 minutes, or do you hate them?
I just don't go. I just don't go.
I don't like them either.
Do you hate the financial drain?
No. Here's what I hate, and I told this to Alex the other day. What I hate is that it's like you take the time and you drive to Disneyland. You stand in a long line. You pay to get into Disneyland. Everything in Disneyland is really fucking expensive. You go, you stand in line to, and but all you can do, all the rides are going. They look like a lot of fun, but you don't get to fucking ride any of them. They're just there, like just taunting you.
It's right
you.
There. You this can't is, touch it. Whatever.
This is what I think it is.
I disagree.
I think a strip club is like a young man's game.
It's probably,
you know,
yeah.
Like in I think once way? You get once you get past like your late 20s, you're kind
of
like,
it's
right,
a lot of
this
work.
Is creepy.
See, yeah.
You know, it almost like when you're in like your early 20s, you go to a strip club, you're like, this is fucking crazy.
Your hormones
seeing,
are firing.
I'm seeing fucking real boobs.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
just flopping around in front of me. And then when you're late 20s, you're like, oh my God, this is like a single mom's real boobs flopping
yeah.
in front of me.
So think about it like this. I loved your Disney analogy because it was spot on. But instead of not being able to ride the rides, it's just like you have to go talk to the carny and be like, yo, what up, man? Can I get on this?
That's work.
You got to slip them a five.
Yeah.
Five fingers. This is what you may not know about me. I'm like a just enough to get by type of guy. Like that's the amount of work I want to do in anything. Like just enough to just make it through, not get fired. Whatever. Like, I just don't. I don't put in a lot of extra effort for anything.
Talking about language. Okay.
Yeah. So like, I'm like, so if someone's like strip club, I'm like strip club. I'm like, I don't have to get out of bed to beat off. Like, I can. And you want me to go to a strip club with money? Like, that's fucking no. That's way too much effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they invented the strip club that had like a recliner that you could like lay in and
cuddle your fiance.
and cuddle your fiance.
Tony chiming in. Or don't, Devin chiming in. Sorry.
Yeah,
so, all right. So, no points on that one for anyone.
I don't know. That,
oh,
what else?
So, we all lose.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's how strip clubs work. We all lose.
We all lose. That's true.
Yeah. Just kind of, I had this one on my list. We kind of like touched on it right now. The stripper. Right. How do you feel about the Disney Corporation as a whole?
Disney Corporation. Oh. Okay, Alex?
Wait, is this... We're still talking about your opinion on this?
How do I feel about the Disney
Corporation? How do you feel about the Disney Corporation? What was the last Disney movie you watched?
I saw Star Wars on Sunday.
No, like animated Disney movie.
I
believe it was Toy Story 1992.
Robin Hood.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't say.
Yeah, I don't think he hates it. He's just not, like, the target audience.
Tony? No, nothing.
Wait, this is the game. You have to have an opinion.
This
on
is
it.
Shitty.
Love it or hate it.
I think he loves Disney.
You think I love Disney?
I think you love Disney because right now you're doing the, like, I'm not making eye contact. I don't know what last Disney movie I saw.
I'm not letting it.
I haven't cried three times watching Toy Story 3.
So this is an interesting question. Disney Corporation as a whole, do I hate them? I'm going to say that... considering they own Star Wars and Marvel comics, I have to say I love them right
you're
now.
Skeptical.
Yeah.
You're skeptical.
I have to say I have to love them, right?
Did you so like Deadpool?
Yeah.
I did like Deadpool a
yeah.
lot.
Yeah.
Except for Golden Globes. A couple Golden Globes there.
I know. God.
Really?
Tony still hasn't seen
it.
I was
not
aware
cool.
of that
Thanks.
At all.
So who's you said, Alex, you said I liked it or no? No.
Doesn't hate it.
You said... All right, Tony, what did you
say? I said no comment.
Wait, this game is
but
whether or not Deez hates it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said doesn't hate it. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I'm going to say you love it.
Let's do two more. Two more, then we'll go.
All right, we're going to do two more, but I'm going to combine two into one because I'm kind of drunk and hungry. So how does Deez feel about a date? If you brought him out to a date and we went to sushi and drank shots of Jägermeister, how would Deez feel about that?
Sushi and shots of Jägermeister.
Well, Deez doesn't drink, right?
Well, I do drink. I'm just not drinking currently.
So we'll talk.
Just let my liver breathe.
It'll be fun, Deez. Let's just.
Yeah. In general, I drink.
Wait, so you'd say, like, whether or not Deez likes food and also drinks?
Sushi and Jägermeister.
Did you join the Mormon church recently or something?
I feel like
like specifically shots of Jaeger after a sushi date isn't good for anyone. Mm. So I
yeah,
feel like
that's a good point.
I feel like you might be the date that would like suggest sushi or pho or like Chinese, and you would take
pho?
Them. Yes, sure. And then you would, but I feel like you would maybe be like, hey, maybe not shots of Jaeger or Fireball. Let's like have a neat whiskey.
Yeah, let's
I
have
feel
a grown
like
up drink.
You have
grown
your,
up drink.
Your,
let's have a grown up drink.
You have,
a, yeah.
you have nice shoes. I feel like you might still avoid Jaeger.
I like Devin's rule, like deduction skills.
Yeah.
Mm.
I feel like if you took me out to sushi,
and
Devin
Jaeger.
And Tony are having a stare down.
Well, she always makes me feel uncomfortable.
Devin's
myself.
Making the jerk off motion again.
Yeah,
just
I feel like I would. I feel like I'd probably offer you a blowjob or something after giving it, getting too
you know
many,
who
like
to take out for sushi,
three or four too many drinks.
All right,
like at dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I do like so you guys. So Devin said yes to sushi, no to Jaeger. Yeah,
I'm
Tony's
not really sure
yes.
about Tony's answer.
I'm going to take that as a yes. Yeah.
Nice.
Alex?
I have more insight on this than I'm comfortable with, but I feel like if I were to see Deese making out with a nice lady who already had vomit on her shirt, I would assume that they probably just had sushi and also some shots of Jaeger, and I wouldn't be that surprised.
So I'm going to say they love it.
So just to chime in, I know I'm not part of the game, but I think a sushi and Jägermeister date would be awesome, and surprisingly, those two things would pair nicely.
All right.
That's not true.
So I would say I love sushi, but I cannot drink Jägermeister. I cannot
it's,
do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a terrible drink.
I
so,
win.
But,
right.
but I would never, I can't drink whiskey.
Oh, really?
Whiskey literally, literally whiskey goes in and comes right out. My body rejects it. Jägermeister is the only
same
drink.
Way, yeah. It comes out the exact same.
Yeah, it just comes right back out. Like, not it hits my stomach, comes right back out. Jaeger is the only drink that actually changes me. Like, I become a different person. The last time, so I have a bar in California that I always go to. My cousins have gone there, my uncles, my dad, everyone, my family. Generations of Casillas have gone to this bar. Terrible things have happened at it.
The last time
I was there, I was kicked out because I drank way too many shots of Jägermeister, and I tried to fight a guy in a wheelchair. I literally looked at him and I said, hey, I said, hey, Christopher Reeves, you got something to say? Stand up and come here and talk to me like a man.
And you're going to kick him off the bus, right? Just like, hi-ya!
To be fair,
Tony threatened to kick a wheelchaired man.
A lot of wheelchair hatred.
In his defense, it was taking a really long time. Like, we had to wait for a while to get on the bus.
All right. I think Devin's got a clear lead. She's going to win this. She's ahead. There's no winning.
I told
she
you
could.
I knew what people hate.
All right, Devin. We're going to declare Devin the winner,
no.
I think.
No.
Yep.
So these next two, I know you only said two more.
I'm
right,
displeased.
Can you keep going?
We can combine these if you want.
Let's just do one more.
I just really want to know. How do you feel about Southern California surfer culture and rave culture?
Rave culture as a whole? Or
I
rave
don't
culture?
Like anything that ends in culture.
I feel like you hate people that wear like candy to
what
concerts.
What about stuff that starts
yeah,
with
I do.
Culture?
I
like
do
the
hate
culture
those people.
Club?
Yeah, no, well, I love that.
What about surf culture, though?
I think he hates surf culture, but he loves rave culture.
I feel like this is an assignment in community college.
Yeah.
It's like, and I want you guys to come back on Monday.
Are you talking about my
just
job?
Have a, and I really want you to take some time.
I have been to community college, and I can attest to this.
Something that you can take away from this.
I will say that I don't mind surf culture because it's just like, hey, we go to the beach and we surf. Rave culture seems like a lot more work. Like, I've got to put on this, and I've got to find
like
these drugs, and I've got to go to this place and know the code word, and, like, I've got to get the lollipops, all that. Like, that's just too much work.
Lollipops?
I don't like anything
well,
that's
a thing.
Well,
there's also a lot of, like, you have to live a double life with the rape culture. It's,
oh, I think he said rave. I think he said rave.
Oh, rave. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, rave culture.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love how positive everybody was when we thought we were talking about rape culture.
Oh, man. I know. Wait. I was like, this whole time I'm like listening to Deese. I'm like, is he really being like this? Just like,
okay,
like,
wait,
aloof about talking about rape culture. He's like, you know, well, it's just a.
You guys, that went all the way over my head. I did not realize.
You go out there and you just.
The only problem is it's a little bit harder.
That was entirely lost on me, and I apologize.
No, I didn't even know what to say. I was like thinking to myself, I was like, okay, if he did that about rape, how do I approach this?
Yeah, so I would like to change my answer, actually.
So what's your answer?
Which is not funny at all. Yeah.
I don't know. He probably thinks rave culture is annoying because it is. Like, I like glow sticks, but that's it. Like,
that's with a V.
That's as far as it goes.
I love that everyone was so casually approaching this as we were talking about rave.
Well, I mean, it's your show. I was like,
nobody was surprised.
So just to double check, you said rape culture, not rave culture.
No,
well,
rave
the opposite of that.
I did say rave culture, but that's actually way more interesting now that we're talking about rape culture.
I don't know if he said rave culture, and that's what I thought. That's what I was talking about. Not rape culture.
Show has gone from dawn till dusk.
Yeah.
And.
We've covered a lot of ground here tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. So that one, to be clear, we were discussing rave with a V culture, not rape with
that's
a P.
That's why I said glow sticks.
Candy bracelets.
Yeah. I was not talking about, when I said drugs, I didn't mean roofies. I meant like ecstasy.
That only added to my confusion, actually. Cause
this is not.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's get on to the next thing.
No,
I don't like this.
Let's just do. Like,
wait, who won?
I think that's we've got.
I'm gonna start like eating my fucking arm.
Yeah, Devin is her blood sugar's low.
We're gonna take a break. Go get some Taco Bell. More 40s.
All right. Oh, we're gonna call it. Okay, guys. I think that's gonna be enough for this evening.
Who won? I really need
Devin
to know
won.
That.
Devin
wait.
Won.
Wait.
What do you got, Alex? What do you got?
No, I thought you were gonna say I won, so now I'm mad.
No, you didn't win. You got second place, so you podiumed.
Wait, have I already threatened to fight you yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we do a winner take all?
Winner take all.
All right, winner take all.
I'm here.
Winner take all.
Business time.
I'm here.
Mariachi bands.
If you don't like mariachi bands, you're stupid.
If you
Deese likes mariachi bands.
If you say
bands.
I like them, you're racist, though.
Deese likes mariachi bands, I'm not
Devin
racist.
Devin just broke my...
I'm not racist! But Deese likes mariachi bands. I will say, I also like mariachi bands. I find them festive and entertaining.
Right. Alex says, I like mariachi bands. Devin?
Still trying to fix my mic. I'm the fucking worst. I say that you don't like because no one likes loud music.
Mm.
Especially.
What?
No one really likes loud music when it's forced on them. And I've never seen someone show up to a situation and like, but I've never seen someone show up to a situation and be like, I knew there was going to be a mariachi band here and I'm still here.
Nobody tells anyone about it.
I've seen those detainees in Guantanamo Bay really dig that loud music they play.
If I knew where it was, I'd show up.
No, I feel like you maybe like with like a nice subtle like man with a guitar but not a full mariachi band.
Okay, question really quickly
like
though.
Like a solo flamenco
but not a
guitarist.
Okay.
The full band is too much.
Quick question though on Guantanamo Bay. If someone told you they were going to Guantanamo Bay to do some waterboarding, doesn't that sound more like a super sweet summer vacation than an actual
if
like,
you don't know what waterboarding
right,
is.
Right. Yeah, doesn't yeah. like if you didn't, like, in a vacuum, someone's like, I was going to Guantanamo Bay, going to do some waterboarding.
Although,
like, that sounds kind of dope.
Like,
yeah,
dude, soup's jello.
If you say, like, I'm going to do some waterboarding, that could still be fun. It depends on who you're waterboarding.
Staying in Atlantis?
Mm. So,
like, and even going to Guantanamo Bay and doing some waterboarding, if you know what it means, sounds fun. If you're
that's
on the
what
right
I was saying. It depends on who you're waterboarding.
I may even be interested in doing like an actual waterboarding
just
too,
give it
though.
A shot
like,
meaning,
just give it a shot be like you know because I feel like it would be like a it's like skydiving you know you're like you do something crazy for the rush of it
like a safe word.
What if I could do like a mock waterboarding
top five for waterboarding yeah no I mean everyone should have that who's your like top five for waterboarding if you
want
to
waterboard
like ideally no
actual water or with urine
waterboard oh it's easy
either or I think urine would be preferable but like you know you do what you can with what you have
okay So who's your top five, Alex?
Huh?
Who's your top five?
Oh, man. This would take me a while to prepare something. I was hoping he was going to say something.
Liam Neeson's way up there.
Hold on.
Do you have a problem with Liam Neeson? I think he's cool.
Guys, we need to clarify this. Are we talking top five people to waterboard us?
No.
Hang on. No, I figured it out. I want
top five people
to waterboard.
Personally waterboard.
Yeah. You want to waterboard.
Oh, we're like,
I made backwards. I figured it out. I want to waterboard Kim Kardashian five times.
Okay. Right.
That's my list.
All right. That's a good answer. All right. I think that's a good note to go out on. No.
Yeah. Liam, yeah.
All right.
So I say Liam Neeson, that's it.
That's it.
What is your problem with Liam Neeson?
Okay. He's dead to me.
All right, okay, guys, we are gonna call it a wrap for the night. That was it. We were clicking on.
We're all gonna go to bed and waterboard
All right, so again, go to the Spokane Comedy Club at 315 West Sprague Avenue in the heart of downtown Spokane. You can see myself hosting the Drink and Debate on January 1st. Devin and Tony will both be performing in the Drink and Debate, and Alex Brew will be one of the featured comedians doing a stand-up set. So hit that up. Find Tony and Devin on Facebook. Kiss the Messenger. I think there's a Facebook page for that.
No,
there's not. I lied to you about that. There is.
There's a Twitter. There's an Instagram.
There's a Twitter and Instagram, and we both have Twitter and Instagram.
So find them and follow them. Go get the book. It's at Auntie's if you're in Spokane, and get a digital copy if Devin ever decides to do that. Or a book.
Maybe,
get a hard copy.
Whatever,
get a hard copy.
Wait.
All right.
Before we go, just for the podcast fans, because I hate when this shit happens on a podcast, you never really answered if you like mariachi bands or not.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, yes.
I do like mariachi
like
bands.
I said, if you don't like mariachi bands,
but
that means that you're stupid.
A hesitant idea.
I do. I like, honestly, like Spanish, any type of Latin music, like it's literally in my soul. I start to move. But to be fair to Tony and Devin, they're spot on. I love a good like flamenco solo guitar. Fucking is murder for me.
Everybody likes
best
that.
Thing ever.
No, you see, like really knows what they're doing.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
so good.
Well, I grew up. So my mom's from Spain. I grew up. So I know I gotta say this, but I grew up cleaning every Sunday to the Gypsy Kings. So.
Yeah, it's just good stuff. Yeah. So, all right, guys. Well, anyway, Drink and Debate. Find them. Kiss the Messenger. The book. Get it. There's so much out there. Everything's great. Join us next week. We've got.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you for being here, guys. Next week we have filmmaker, director, writer Michaela Daniels. Great director. We're happy to have her on. She's going to be awesome. But for the Social Hour, I am Deason for Traz.
Hey, everybody, thank you.
For Devin and Tony.
What's up?
And for Alex.
What's up?
Thanks for having us.
And for Alex. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Stephen King's coke habit, single moms, people who still read the newspaper, daytime shift strippers, Alan Thicke, wheelchair guy I tried to fight, the Safeway deli clerk, Monica, and rave culture. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
I also like to spray podcasts all over nice ladies' tits.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!